I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about why are avoidants so attractive?
Avoidant men or avoidant women?
Both.
Both.
You know, Margaret, avoidants get a really bad rap.
They do.
And to be fair, for a lot of reasons, there are quite a few reasons why they have earned the reputation that they have.
And I think we also have to remember that some of the avoidants are indeed narcissists.
Yes, some of them are. Of course, it's kind of like a spectrum.
Not
right?
Everybody, but certainly some are.
The most extreme.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about the kind of like the scale of mental health with secure and then anxious and avoidant. And of course, the most extreme are the disorganized. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, each of the attachment styles, I think, presents pros and cons. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people get caught up in the negativity of the avoidant. But they really do exhibit some attractive behaviors. Mm-hmm. And they do things that create attraction. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, you know, I just want to point out for everybody watching that even though you may have dated an avoidant and are angry at them and you're hurt by them abandoning you, they probably did a lot of positive things throughout the relationship.
Or you wouldn't have fallen for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like they're this horrible person the whole way through. In fact, one of the first things we want to talk about is in the beginning. They kind of love bomb you.
Yeah.
Right? Obviously, the narcissist is the most extreme with the love bombing. Uh-huh. But avoidants, oftentimes, in those early months, are very sweet and caring and saying all the right things.
And I get the sense that because their needs weren't met, they're very excited to be in a relationship in the beginning. They want relationships, which is important for people to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so in the beginning, they tend to be amazing partners.
Right.
And it's exciting and it's fun and you've never felt a connection with somebody like this before. And so, yeah, a lot of times dating an avoidant is a lot of fun, particularly in the beginning. Of course, when you guys get attached and their attachment issues come out, that's when they really struggle.
I was going to say the butt is coming. I know
but,
it is.
Of course. But we're trying to focus on why they're attractive and why people keep going towards them. Right? Why do I keep finding myself attracted to these avoidant guys? You know, that's what a lot of people say to us. A lot of women, I don't understand why I'm so frustrated.
You know what I ask at that point?
What's in it for you?
No. Although I ask that one very often. Yes, what's in it for you? But the other one is, so, was either one of your parents avoidant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else do people like avoidance? Well, they're a challenge.
Yep.
Okay? People like a challenge. People like to feel like they're with somebody that's special.
Exactly.
If you come across as eager to people, mm-hmm. people don't feel special when they're with you. They're like, well, they'll be with anybody. They'll date anybody. So they don't feel like they're with somebody that's particularly special. Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, I've got somebody that I'm really proud to be with that nobody else could be with.
Yep.
So they like the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's attractive. When they feel like, I've got somebody that was difficult to get with. If they're difficult to get with, then that must mean that they're special.
Right. And he's avoided, you know, 25 relationships in his life that he got, you know, messed up in or tangled up in. And now he likes me, so I must be really special.
It's kind of like the cowboys that want to break in the one horse that's difficult.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's like along those lines. Now, one of the other things that causes attraction is because they are often slow to respond or reach out to you, there's a lot of space, mm-hmm. a lot of time between interactions, a lot of space. And it so it also kind of, along with that challenge, but it also feels like, you know, you have this magical, wonderful person because all of your unmet needs kind of get projected onto them. Because when you're not around them all the time, you don't see all the flaws or the things that would get on your nerves. You're with them less. And so those times that you're together are magical.
Are just wonderful.
And then there's a long time before you see them again. And then it's like finally this buildup and it feels magical again.
Yep.
So I think that because of the space in between everything, it allows somebody to project a fantasy. Mm-hmm. And all their unmet needs onto this person.
It also feels like you don't have to give up your freedom to be with them.
And that's another one I was going to share. Yeah, that's on my list here. They don't take away your freedom. That's huge.
Yep.
It's
huge.
It's
absolutely
one of the main issues of getting into a committed relationship mm-hmm. is that fear of losing your freedom and your independence. Right?
Right.
And you know, we talk about sometimes in the videos, Margaret, that loss of self, and maybe you can explain a little bit better than I am, is so overwhelming that it almost feels like we're being smothered.
Yes, and that's the exact word that people will use. And again, there's a spectrum, and the avoidant has terrible fears of being smothered, but of course, for a long time, does not do that to their partner, mm-hmm. and that feels good. But, shall I go on?
Yeah.
But when things go well enough, when you've been with somebody for a few months and you're starting to feel really close for the first time and it feels just terrific, what happens? The avoidant bails.
They get scared.
They get scared. And they get scared of being smothered. And people call and they say, well, I have been with him or her for a while, and they explain all that. And when things were going really well, they ended it, which of course makes no sense to them.
Yeah.
It leaves partners terribly confused because everyone would think that if it's great, why wouldn't somebody want more of it?
Yep.
Because they get scared.
Yep, of that freedom. Yep. And so going back to it, the attractive behavior is they don't come on so strong that you feel like you're losing your freedom.
Right.
And that is attractive in a connection, okay? Okay, so another reason that I think their behavior creates attraction is because they often take time with seeing us and giving us a lot of independence, mm-hmm. we get anxious.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we get anxious.
The people that are predominantly anxious and have an anxious attachment style are worried that they're off with another person, they're going to lose interest and go with somebody else. And so our anxiety, I really believe that our anxiety goes up and that makes our desire to be with them go up. Mm-hmm. That makes us want to lock them down.
Right.
Right?
This is great. I want to lock him down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But those kind of butterflies that people get, that separation anxiety, makes the person really want to be like, I really want to be with this person. And so they're behaving in a way that's not coming on too strong, and they're giving you so much space that you haven't heard from them that you start to wonder, like,
what's he really doing?
Yeah. Am I going to lose this guy? We had a good time last weekend. I really want to see him again. And now you're projecting your fantasies on him. You're getting anxious. You're catastrophizing. Oh my gosh, I bet he's hooking up with that other woman who liked his picture the other day.
Yep.
It creates attraction. It makes them look more desirable, and it creates attraction. And the last one that I really wanted to talk about, Margaret, is that avoidance, particularly in the beginning, they really do look secure.
Yes, they do. Oftentimes, they're functioning very well mm-hmm. professionally. They may have been married before, but maybe not. And they look like they've got life all together.
They don't panic about things.
Uh-huh.
And they look like they can handle life,
absolutely.
Like that they've got things under control. But it's really on the surface, right? Because they are doing enough to get by, and they don't panic, so they look like they've got, you know, they got it together, and that they can handle anything, but they can't handle closeness.
What they can't handle is the closeness, and it doesn't make any sense to them either.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything was going really well, and all of a sudden, I had to bail.
Yeah. But they often come across, especially for women, they come across as this guy who's really confident, got it together, life is good.
That's right.
They can handle themselves, and it's really attractive.
Yeah.
But then, as you get more and more committed, they can't handle it, and it feels like pressure, and they want to run away.
It feels like pressure, that's right.
And then, if you don't learn to manage your anxiety and how to soothe yourself, you're just going to wind up putting pressure on them and scaring them away.
Yep.
But that's for another video. Really, we're just trying to talk about the why they look attractive.
That's right. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so they do often look attractive for a variety of different reasons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously the reason that they are the way they are in their romantic relationships has to do with trauma in their childhood.
Absolutely.
And neglect and feeling like they can't count on people and all those things
that
we've
talked about.
They
despair of being able to count on people.
But it is understandable why you find them attractive.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yes. And it's common. I mean, many of the women who call me are talking about avoidant men. And certainly most recently, I've had many men talking about avoidant women.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's understandable why you'd find them attractive. And it is frustrating when they often can't handle the challenges of a long-term relationship and commitment and all those other things. But I did want to talk about why they do come across as attractive, because I'm sure a lot of people get frustrated.
Oh, and women beat themselves up.
Yeah.
How could I have been so dumb? But the mixed messages are legitimate. Yes, they have acted like they wanted to be with you. In fact, they were really excited because they've never had their affectional needs, you know, taken care of. So yes, you get the mixed message of I want you, no, I don't want you.
Yeah. Okay, so hopefully you found this video helpful. And of course, if you want to get our help personally, you could do that on my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. And of course, Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you think I can be helpful, please sign up.
But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on schedule coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.